Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered at My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans, and yes, YouTubers, I know you're looking at a fabulous guest, and she has walked through imbalance, fatigue, and self-doubt, and turned every challenge into purpose. Through her story, she reminds women that healing isn't a quick fix. It's a journey of listening, learning, and loving yourself back to wholeness. A true embodiment of resilience, wisdom, and radiant wellness. Please welcome and give her a gigantic podcast welcome for Kat Ostronova.
Thank you. What an introduction.
It's great to see you. It is great to see you. And I have to say, I was telling her in the B-roll, like, which was just like a second ago. I met her at, why is the event? It was... Leading Ladies Connect.
Yes, it was a conference, I think.
Yeah, Leading Ladies Connect, and we were on the stage together, and it was a panel discussion. Yes. And I remember her talking.
That panel was fire.
It was fire. And here's the thing. You were telling your story, and I remember hearing myself after a while, get out of the trance. Like, you're in a live event. Focus. I just knew. And then I asked you if you'd be willing to be a guest. And so really happy that we've been able to schedule it. Yeah. So as a starting question we ask on the podcast is, what has been your most empowering thought of the day so far?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one for you, because I know you're...
It's a good one for me. It actually aligns with what's going on lately. So as I told you, like, I've been booked and busy with incredible opportunities for networking events, for speaking engagements, keynotes, podcasts, and I'm so grateful because it's exactly what I wished for. Sometimes it's like, be careful what you wish for. But I have been feeling really overwhelmed with it all, because it's usually like super, super quiet, and then it all comes up. Once out of nowhere, right? And so last night I was just at an event. I was speaking at a panel. I was networking with women, meeting everybody in person from the guests, and I didn't get home till past midnight. Then obviously I have to get up today, make sure I'm good, focused for this podcast, because I always want to give my best. Yeah. And I felt really, really, really overwhelmed. And just today, like in the kitchen, making my first meal, my oats and egg whites.
Girl. You know? Oh, I didn't have them today, but yes, I know that meal.
The huge
for the pancakes?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, you know what? Like, you cannot break down, and the universe doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so and true. Everything comes at the time when it's supposed to. So just go with it, ride the waves, and trust the process. It's all happening and unfolding for a reason, the way it's supposed to. And that just brought me right back in. Yeah. And I was like, the energy appeared. I'm like, you got this. Yeah. Let's go. Let's do this.
Have you ever heard of the word Kairos? So K-A-I-R-O-S. Kairos. Uh-huh. So Kairos is divine timing. So Kronos, where Kronos is time.
Yes.
Like chronological time.
Yeah.
Kairos is divine timing, when preparation meets purpose. And so I love that you say that, because even sometimes in those moments of overwhelm and we think that we can't handle it, you know, it's really about, in my opinion, like sometimes it's just about pausing for a moment and saying, you know, I have been preparing.
Right? Yes.
Like everything I need is in me. And 100%. Right, and I can still pull from it to get through it. But that's kind of what I interpreted from what you just said. Like,
yes, absolutely. I think you're guided and prepared your entire life.
Yeah.
You're tested. You're tested a lot.
Yeah. So you're in your Kairos. You're in your Kairos timing.
Yes. Yes. Definitely am. What else is going to happen?
I don't know. But so your story was like, honestly, like when I remember when you were talking that day and you started telling your story, which is in large part what I wanted to really double click and you know, I said tenderize, like under, get a little bit more tender with it. It was actually really powerful. And it was, I remember for me, it was very memorizing and mesmerizing. And so, but for the guests, let's start there. If you could take us back, because I think if what I recall you telling a story is like, you got to a point where you just actually realized that something wasn't right. Not that you knew what it was, but something wasn't right. And so I think that happens to a lot of us. And so maybe you could take us through like, when you hit that moment, what did you do? Like, not knowing what it was, but what did you do and how did you start to work through it?
Yeah, so my story goes back to my teenage years. When I was 14, I started to feel really crazy symptoms of being super agitated all the time, as if my heart was beating in my stomach. I was sweating. I felt like as if I was running a marathon, although I was doing absolutely nothing. And I was sedentary. And my parents, like, God love them, but they just don't know better. We as people just don't know. She's a teenager. She's going through puberty. She's 14. She has anxiety. She's anxious. It's normal, whatever. But it wasn't normal. And finally, at the age of 17, when they couldn't handle me anymore because I was just going wild, and I, till this day, cannot explain why, they took me to the doctor and got tested, and I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, which is an overactive thyroid condition. Mm. And they put me on medication. That medication didn't work. Then they had to do radioactive iodine treatment. And so in St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto, I had to do that. You drink it. And 3 weeks later, they retest you. And the doctor said, my endocrinologist said that that dose wasn't good enough. So it didn't lower the production of your thyroid hormone. So we need to redose you. And he said, there is a risk of overdosing and you have to sign off on that. I was 17, so my parents signed off on that, and which is fine because obviously they wanted the best for their daughter. And sure enough, it was an overdose. And then my condition was morphed into hypothyroidism. So I went on being one end of the spectrum of
hyper. So can you explain what thyroid, like for, because you know what it is. And then I love the fact that you know there's other extremities. Yes. So maybe you could say hyper would be in,
Yeah. So your thyroid is a butterfly-shaped gland in the middle of our necks, and it's a very tiny gland but mighty because it's responsible for your entire body systems and the way your body generates energy and how your body metabolizes fats. And so if it is an overdrive, which is hyperthyroidism, everything is an overdrive and you feel very anxious. You feel very frustrated. You feel very agitated. You have your heart rate is increased all the time. So you feel like in this crazy overdrive always. Now, on the flip side, if you have hypothyroidism, the production of the thyroid hormone is lowered. So your entire body's system is slowed down. Everything is slowed down. So this one causes depression. This one also causes anxiety. This one causes very, very sluggish metabolism. So you're not able to burn anything and your body stores a lot of fat. It causes hair loss, dry skin, irregular periods, recurring UTIs, major brain fog, joint pain, muscle weakness, and other symptoms. And so I went from having severe hyperthyroidism symptoms to now having severe hypo. So everything that I just listed and then some happened to me in terms of symptoms with hypothyroidism.
Was it drastic for you? Like
it was. Okay. It was drastic because I remember going into our family doctor's office after the treatment and she said, listen, weight gain is inevitable. You're probably going to go through some hair loss and you're going to go through changes in your body that you're not going to like. I'm just letting you know. To prepare you for it, but nothing could prepare you for it. And I was 19. I was going into my 20s. Like these are the years that you're supposed to shine and thrive and live your best life and go out and party and meet people, you know, and you're like, hopefully with confidence, right? But I was losing that confidence. I was losing myself. And because I started to lose confidence in myself, I started to surround myself with not the greatest people, not make the greatest choices. Because my self-esteem was so low, I became a people pleaser as well. So there were no boundaries being set. So it was that like domino.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a cycle. And all of my 20s, I really struggled. So from 19 until 29, when hypothyroidism was completely out of control for me, I really, really struggled. And at 29, I
That's a
went
long time.
10 years. 29, I went to my doctor, weighing at my heaviest, looking at my worst, feeling my lowest. And I said to her, listen, I feel trapped in someone else's body and mind. And like, you've met me in person. Like, I think I'm pretty social, bubbly, positive. I just wasn't that person anymore, you know? And I was very puffy and inflamed and just sluggish. And I felt and looked like I'm lazy. If
And you're
that
not,
is,
yeah, and in your head, you're not.
and I'm not, right? And I said to her, listen, I feel like I'm trapped in someone else's body and mind. I'm in complete disalignment. I don't know who I am anymore. And she says, well, your blood work's coming back fine. And so there's nothing we can do except for you to take this one pill a day of Synthroid, or let's try levothyroxine, but they work the same way. And she said, it's all in your head, so maybe you should take an antidepressant, so I'll prescribe it for you, and then also like go see therapy, because you know you just need to deal with this. And it wasn't good enough for me. I don't know, something just clicked inside of me and said, there's more out there for me. I need to do something on my own. I need to do some research, and I need to figure out what else I could do, because this is like, I'm 29. If this is on the path that I'm on right now, what is going to happen to me when I'm in my 30s and my 40s, 50s? And can I even make it to that? Because with these conditions like hypothyroidism, like let's say PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, that's one thing that you're diagnosed with them. But if they go overlooked or they go uncontrolled, there are other health conditions that come with it, you know, infertility, heart disease, high blood pressure, and even death. So you need to get a hang of it and control it, right? So I had to. And trial and error became my own guinea pig. I always say this, I don't recommend it at all, because at that point I was like, I have nothing to lose. Took myself off the thyroid medication, started taking vitamins and supplements, the research that I could find, because back then there was no TikTok, Instagram was just starting. There was an underwhelming amount of information on Google.
So what was the I know that you had this moment with your doctor, you came back, but really, like, what was it? Had you already started researching? Did you, like, what was that? What flipped it for you? Because sometimes that's all it is for somebody, is like there's a moment and then there's the switch. What really, yeah.
So I stumbled on Michelle Levin's Instagram page, and she's an IVB pro from Colombia. She lives in Miami. I'm pretty sure you've heard of her. She's built this incredible brand. She's absolutely stunning. And I was just following all of her workout videos, and I was like, I want to be like that girl. Like, I want to walk into the gym and know what I'm doing, because I used to hate working out. I was like, you'll never catch me at the gym. I love the way she's meal prepping, and like, what are all these foods that she's prepping? And it looks so aesthetically pleasing on the counter with all these containers and everything's divided. How does she do it? And like, she has so much energy, and she seems so authentic. Like, it's not fake. She feels that, and she exudes that. And I really wanted that for myself so bad. And I was out with some of my girlfriends one night, and we were on King Street, and drinking. Back then, I drank a lot. We were having pizza and wine, and one of them used to work for WBFF, World Beauty Fashion. And she was in the beauty services. And she said, you know, we're having shows coming up. And she says, it would be so cool if you would ever like want to do a show, like one day, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We're always looking for new people. And I don't know what happened, babe. I swear to you, something clicked. And I'm like, I'm gonna do it. I literally sat there at this table. I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna sign up for this show, and I'm gonna do the transformation division. And that was in November, and in January I started my prep. In January I started prep for the transformation division for WBFF in Manhattan, and in July I stepped on stage. They also threw me in into bikini division, because they're like, just do it, who cares? And like, you guys are crazy. I almost puked on stage. But I took first place in transformation, and I ended up taking first place in bikini. Crazy. And since then, my life has completely changed. That just took right off. It was that moment in the restaurant when she just said, yeah, we have women from all walks of life, and you should do it too. Like, why not try it? I don't know. You know what?
You
I'll
know, I
do
think it's like you said, yes to the moment.
It's that, like, what we talked about, the Kairos moment, right?
Yeah,
like,
not knowing anything, not knowing what is going to entail, not knowing that I'm going to have to stop drinking, not knowing that I
right.
not knowing that I have to bring my pink fridge of six-pack meal prep bags everywhere I go, not knowing that I need to drink 4 liters of water every day when I drink one glass, barely. I had no idea what it entailed, zero. But for some reason, I caught on to that transformation division, step on stage, you get to wear a gown. I was like, you know what? I want to do that.
But looking back, do you think that, like, you said yes to something, like, you, there was something, like, they call it your why. You must have, like, what kept you, because being a competitor, it's not easy. You know how many people, you know, there's more people that's tried to start to get to a show.
Yeah.
Then actually end up.
Then actually
right,
made it.
Right. So, so what?
Yeah. And I've done, I believe, 3 or 4 after that. Mm-hmm. So it's, but I fell in love with it. The why is hypothyroidism because I connected the dots of, like, I want to make this transformation for my well-being, but I need a certain goal to work towards. And I know, I don't know what prep entails, but I know it's going to be hard and I know I need to be dedicated. So if I'm giving myself 6 months to get to the stage and it's a friend of mine, I also don't want to let her down and the organization, because, you know, she works for them. I'm going to make that my goal. The why behind it always is hypothyroidism. And that is my why every single day. I've been on the journey now for 8 years. And every single day I make a conscious effort to get up in the morning to remember why I do this. And that's hypothyroidism, because I never want to go back to that girl in her 20s that felt so low, so lost, so sad all the time, and like living in that victim mentality that I really had to get out of and break to. Once I flipped that switch to, everything started to change. And so that why drives me every single day. It's behind everything in life now.
Wow, I love it. And I also, I'm going to double click a little bit, because I think you look like someone who sets up your day for success. And so, because I heard you say, like, every single morning you get up
yes.
and you're going because of hypothyroidism. So, like, what does that look like? So your eyes pop up in the morning. Yeah.
Such a big believer in the way your morning's going to go is how your entire day is going to go. And having a really strong, mindful morning ritual and routine is key for me. And it is a non-negotiable. Everybody knows. I have a very small circle of people now, because I was able to set some pretty strong boundaries. But my circle knows that, like, Kat has her morning routine no matter where we are in the world, business, pleasure, whatever. I'm not booked and no one touches me until that is done. And that's blocked off in my calendar. So I do like my sleep. Women in general need more sleep than men. But if you're having hormonal imbalance such as hypothyroidism, sleep is the key to hormonal balance and recovery.
What does that look like for you? Like, you're talking about 7, 8 hours.
I need to really sign up. Nine to 10, $1 million. And I prioritize that now. And I really feel the difference. And yeah, I do everything possible to get that. It doesn't happen always. Mm-hmm. For example, like last night, came home really late and I was so wired from the event and the speaking engagement, I just couldn't fall asleep. And I had to get up early today to prep for this. But then tonight I'm going to go to bed earlier to make sure that recovering so sleep, first of all. Second of all, once I wake up, I have my 1 liter of water upon waking, before coffee, before tea, before any dose ginger shots or pre-workout even. Water first, 1 liter, non-negotiable. And I don't allow myself anything until that's done. Some morning it's super easy, I chug the entire liter, and some morning it's tough, but nothing goes in here until that's done. And then, of course, I take time to do my positive affirmations for the day. Sometimes I do write them down. Other times I just say them out loud. And if it's not too cold outside, I do that on my balcony while just getting some fresh air, enjoying the sunrise. And other times I just sit on my couch and look out the window. I have a beautiful view of the lake and beautiful fall scenery now in the woods. So it's just nice to just reflect and be grateful and do those affirmations. 1 to 3 affirmations, however, you know, I feel fit. And then I go upstairs to the gym, or if I'm away, it's outside or just hotel room, wherever I am, and I move my body. Movement is non-negotiable first thing too, because our cortisol levels are the highest in the morning, especially with your hormonal imbalances. You got to balance that cortisol, and it also gives endorphins. And as they say, endorphins make you happy, and it almost like brings that shield to the day and all the stress of the of the day that are going to be thrown at you. I'm like, I'm good. I'm balanced. I'm centered. Come at me. Like, what else do you
right?
want from me? I'm now prepped and I'm resilient to all of this because I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be able to handle anything and everything you throw at me today. And so that morning routine is key. And it has been a game changer for so many of the women that I've worked with. As if you follow some really successful women, and actually business people out there, everybody has a very, very strong morning routine.
Yeah. The results are in the routine, and I believe morning routines set you up. I think you're very much like, I almost feel like our routines are the same. Like
They are, because you mentioned yours on the panel in May. And I'm like, this girl gets it. She knows what it's about.
And it's non-negotiable. And I do it before all the humans get up, but it's non-negotiable. And yes. And I do believe that, routines, the results are in the routines. Routines set you up, and they have to be non-negotiable. And one of the things that, because sleep is sleep, and I'm probably asking this for a more personal question. So with your experience in this, any other, like, and I like the fact that you say maybe not every night, because, but you will prioritize it the next time that you don't get it. How do you value waking up at the same time? Like, what are your thoughts around that? Or do you,
I don't like that, because what if you didn't get enough sleep and your body wants to sleep more? I'm more of listen to your body. It's always going to tell you what it needs. I don't like the whole thing of like, oh, I have hypothyroidism, but I want to start waking up at 5 a.m. And even if it's me getting 6 hours of sleep a night, I need that 5 a.m. morning routine, the hustle culture. Hustle is not sexy. Wellness is sexy. Ooh. Feeling good. Feeling good is sexy, right? Burnt out is not sexy. You've gone through a burnout. I've gone through a burnout. A lot of people that we know have gone through burnouts, so they don't look sexy. They don't feel sexy.
That's a good point. Yeah, I like that. I haven't heard it like that. Hustle is not sexy.
Well, rest is nice. Yeah. Sleep is nice. Listening to your body is key. You're living in this vessel and it's going to tell you exactly what it needs. So if you need to sleep in a little bit longer, do that. And actually with my clients that have hormonal imbalance and myself too, I actually recommend for you to take sleep over working out. Because if you are, again, running on low sleep, you're super stressed out, your alarm is going off, let's say 6 a.m. for a morning workout, and you're exhausted and you're on the verge of a burnout, but you're like, I gotta go to the gym, I need to like pump the iron, hustle for that muscle. That's great. But on the flip side, it's only gonna do more harm, and your cortisol is gonna elevate, you're gonna feel puffy, inflamed, and you're gonna hit a burnout eventually. So why not take the day to rest, catch up on sleep, do something mindful for yourself, go on a walk. And then tomorrow, wake up nice, refreshed, powerful, and go and do a workout.
You know what? So I think you're speaking to me. I know there's millions of people listening, but that I think you just, and actually really
but
proud
that's the show culture.
Yeah.
Now we're tapped with you. And like, I had to get out of the mentality too, because there is lifestyle and offstage living versus prep living.
Right?
Can't always live a prep life.
No, you're right. And this morning I did choose to sleep in. I did choose to sleep in. And I feel good for it. I hear in my head though. And so what you just said that I think resonated with me is take a walk. There's still the rest of the day. You can find something in the day to invite some type of movement in. And I have not done that today, but I do hear the voice in the back of my head that says, you should have worked out.
No, but that's the thing. And so if you're feeling guilty about it, that's not a bad thing either. I do like that too, that guilt, because you tap into that, because that will still drive you to show up on the other days when you actually have that energy. But then movement can be in so many different ways. Going outside on a walk, enjoying the fresh air, enjoying the scenery, right? Just stretching a little bit, or just doing some core at home. That's still movement.
You make me want more of you in my life. So I want to now say, like, I think there's one thing about, you've shared your journey, you've gone yourself and you got yourself onto stage. What I now want to move is, you didn't just leave it there. And I think that some of the best of us that inspire and doing things in this world start to serve. And so you've been serving from what you're paying, right? So can you talk to when you recognize that you turned this pain into purpose, and then what happened from there?
Yeah, so stepping on that stage for the first time in the transformation division ignited a fire inside, because I felt so empowered. And I felt so unstoppable because I was just like, look, they play your photos like in the background of your before. And I was like, this is insane. Like looking back after when my friends were like videotaping it. And I'm like, that is so, I couldn't recognize myself for the longest time. And there's been times when I would still look in the mirror and see that girl from before. But I felt so good at the same time. It's like a weird, it was like that weird connection that was like trying to happen. And that fire, I was like, everybody needs to feel this. Like every woman needs to feel this good. The grass is greener on the other side when you feel good, when you show up, when you feel healthy, when you're balanced mind, body, and soul. And I'm like, I want to give this feeling and share this feeling with someone else. Like, I just want to tell people this is great. Come join me. And I'm so grateful for the organization because they have a huge platform online. And so they always share their athletes and competitors online. And they shared my transformation as well. And it was kind of cross-promoted. And so because they have shown all over the world, women internationally would start to reach out to me on Instagram. And they were like, I see myself in your before. And they also shared their story on stage. And so I started making posts of like my workouts a little bit and how like I'm eating my food that I'm eating, sharing more of my story with hypothyroidism. I felt empowered to do so because at first, like I kind of felt ashamed that I had. But that empowered me to do that. And so women started to ask, can you help me too? I could really relate to your symptoms. And my doctor said the same thing. And so very quickly, I'm like,
Same
okay, like,
doctor, by the way. Did you keep your doctor? I was wondering. No.
no,
Okay. Okay.
no, I have a new doctor. She's
Okay.
incredible, but
Okay.
unfortunately, she's 50 years this year in practice. So I think she's going to retire soon.
Retires.
You find the best doctor, who, by the way, I went to for a checkup. Totally deviating from the question. For a checkup last March, I always do my checkup for my thyroid levels. She says they are excellent and you're no longer even registered as a hypothyroidism patient. But I also, I know it's crazy, 8 years in and I'm like, so blessed. But I also asked her opinion on medication and just what's been going and trending with. I don't even want to get into that because that's a whole different podcast, GLP-1s and everything. And so I asked her opinion on all of that. And she says, the longer I am in practice, the more reluctant I am to prescribe any kind of medication. I urge people to tap into nutrition first, movement, supplementation, and vitamins naturally. And then if that doesn't work, then let's explore other things, but to really give it a try. So that speaks volumes for somebody that's been in practice and is won numerous
Of
awards for
course.
50 years. But yeah, so back to that. So yeah, I just realized that there's a gap in the fitness industry. The word wellness wasn't popular then. Now it's blown up. But in the fitness industry, because we've been told for so long, even myself when I started my journey with this, initially I had a coach who would give me HIIT style workouts and put me in a crazy calorie deficit. Calories in versus calories out. The more you kill yourself at the gym, the better. But that wasn't it for someone that has a hormonal imbalance. So I'm like, there's this gap that I want to bridge. And also realizing that every case is different because I was treated at the gym as just a woman who is overweight and needs to lose weight. And that's it. But nothing was looked into my actual lifestyle, my eating habits, maybe food sensitivities. Fact that I have hypothyroidism and there's certain foods and exercises I shouldn't be doing at all because they're going to make me bedridden with muscle and joint pain. So none of that was completely overlooked. And not to knock anyone's hustle, we just didn't know it back then. It was just never talked about, right? So I really wanted to tap into that and studied hormonal nutrition and hormonal health coaching. So I got certified in all. And then I also got certified as a cancer personal trainer. And when I did all that, I started taking on my one-on-one clients. I just announced it on Instagram on my stories. And some of my clients since then are still to this day my clients, my OGs, and they've been so incredible throughout the journey. And I always laugh with them because the very first plan that these girls received were black and white Word documents. My first plan came out on a Word document. I didn't even get it. Crazy, crazy. And now it's grown into this global business. We have our own app.
Yeah, I was gonna say you probably have an app now.
We have an app now, and they get their very professional ebooks with everything, and everything's automated. And yeah, it's crazy how far.
Congratulations. Congratulations. And when did this is more something that just came to mind, because now that you have this community and you're building this community and women are coming to you and they're asking and you're able to now lend yourself, at what point did you realize that you weren't alone? Because, you know, sometimes like you have sounded like between 19 and 29, you might have felt alone, like you were the only person kind of going through this. So at what point did you realize there was this whole world of women that potentially suffering?
Once they started to reach out to me after my competition.
Yeah.
So these women who have reached out, they inspired me to start my business. They are my driving force, right? My clients are driving me to keep going with this as well, because they're my biggest inspiration to realize, wow, you're not alone. Like, even in Canada, just to give you some stats, like 1 out of 3 Canadians has a thyroid condition. Mm-hmm. And 70% of those women have no clue that they have it, right? Because we are so, all the time, we're told, oh, it's just stress. It's nothing. It's okay. It's going to pass. I feel so burnt out. You're working too hard. Or my hair is starting to thin. Oh, maybe you're just, you know, just had a baby and you're too stressed out or whatever. There's something off hormonally. But we're always putting it past us. Completely, right? We just, because women, we carry so much on our shoulders. Mm-hmm. We don't want to ask for help, but you got to start getting in tune with your body and listening to your body. You have to. And knowing that you're not alone, because so many of us suffer from something. 1.4 million women in Canada have PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, right? But again,
one
it's
in,
like.
1 in 6, you said?
1.4 million.
1.4 women, okay. Mm-hmm.
1.4 million women in Canada have it. And same situation. They go to the doctor. They're being tested, but if they don't match all the symptoms, it can't be diagnosed. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you yourself cannot support your body naturally to help balance it before it's completely down in the dumps. And I don't want to say it's too late. It's never too late to start, but it's just harder to get out of it.
Yeah.
That's another thing I can't emphasize enough, as I already said. With hypothyroidism, with PCOS, having that diagnosis is one thing, but leaving it uncontrolled is another, because the scary thing is that it leads to horrible medical conditions after, right? And it's sad because it's so preventable, because it's 100% controllable with lifestyle choices.
There's one thing that you mentioned, but I don't, when you were explaining like some of the symptoms that you had, I recall you talked about joint and...
Yes.
Like joint pain. Like I remember
joint pain or muscle weakness.
Yeah.
Yes. Joint pain and muscle weakness. And that's just a symptom of hypothyroidism. Mm. But I went into mitosis secondary, which is an inflammation of your joints. I was diagnosed with that when I hired my personal trainer initially, and we were doing HIIT style workouts. My joints were giving out on me. I remember like walking and like my knees were buckling. I was falling down.
Wow.
It was crazy. I can't even explain that feeling. So you have to be really careful, and you have to really know what you're doing when it comes to hypothyroidism and other hormonal imbalances, because it could really drive your body to the ground. And it's like, remember like back in the 2000s, like the whole trend of like HIIT.
It's still up there.
But women are now talking about adrenal fatigue,
thyroid
issues.
Yeah.
Those are like slow repercussions people were doing with crazy training and not listening to our bodies and not resting. More. Less is more.
So do you recommend HIIT or in moderation, or you don't recommend it at all?
It depends on each person.
Okay.
And what the symptoms are. Somebody that has muscle weakness and joint pain, I would definitely not recommend it. Also, somebody that has high cortisol levels, absolutely not, because HIIT raises your cortisol levels. Mm-hmm. In a normal person, when cortisol is normal and stable, and if it raises it a little bit, we tap into fat burn. In a person with hypothyroidism or PCOS, that cortisol is already high and we elevate it more with HIIT style workouts. Now we're in overdrive, and instead of tapping into fat loss, we're inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And so puffy and your body holds on to everything. Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you, because sounds like you found a really great doctor, and hopefully mine doesn't listen to this because I'm about to say something, but so you know you I think very much we're similar. I know when I don't feel right. I know it.
Yes.
And so one of the things I think very similar to you, I don't ignore it. And so I haven't been feeling right for almost like the last 2 years, but I was on it and on it and on it and on it and on it. And you could just, And I think it's also because of the daily routines. You just know that you're not waking up and you're feeling like you're just not feeling yourself. But my, yes. My question for you is, and so I went to my doctor and I'm like, she must be like, well, how many times do you have to come and see me? But I'm coming because I know that something's up.
Yeah, and good for you for doing that, because many women go once and stop. Good for you for advocating for yourself.
Right. But I keep also going. Want to know, doctors I don't know are the right, like, sometimes it's, how do you find a right doctor? Or how do you find, how do you, when you know something's not right, like, how do you find help, right? Like, I know it's a very, very big question.
It's a very tough one, too, because our healthcare is free here in Ontario, Canada, right? And so if we're really, like, I've been blessed now with my doctor. She does the entire thyroid panel for me. I don't even have to advocate for it. Unfortunately, like with my other clients, I say, make sure you get your TSH, T3, T4, and they come back to me. My doctor only wanted to do TSH. Mm-hmm. And so, like, your thyroid levels, your thyroid hormone. And it's like, why? I don't know. They're just telling me I'm too young. I don't need it. Like, come again. Do you know what I mean? So it's very, very difficult to get that. And unfortunately, not many of us can afford private healthcare and go to a naturopath and go get blood work. But you got to look at it as an investment into your future, into your future self, and in your longevity, right? Yeah. So if your doctor is refusing and you can get a new one, because it's very tough now to also switch your doctors and find one that's taking on new patients, you need to go private and get your entire hormone panel done and advocate for yourself, because that one-time payment could bring wonders into your life and your quality of life.
Right. I have found by just, and not necessarily being untrue, but I have gone to my doctor when she said, well, I don't know why you need, and I just said, you know, because I'm working with somebody natural, like, and they want my full panel. And so I can only come to you to get a full panel, right? Requisition. And so that's how you tend to get it. But
And I just don't understand, what is that reluctance? Like, what, why do you need it?
I don't know why they care. Like,
who cares why I need it? I need it.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm not doing anything like wrong. This is my body. That's true. My blood work. It's like, it's like pulling teeth, and it's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate. I think it's also the way doctors get paid too in Ontario. So there's a lot of things that are tied to it.
So you've talked about some of this, and so for women right now, before I want to get into Rapid Thriver soon, but I just want to have a last question, because I do feel like we are in the age of like information is everywhere. Now you have AI, so you can just kind of put stuff in, and it can be actually really, really overwhelming. And so how do you guide women? Like, what can you say right now to women to say, like these are like the top things that you should do when you don't feel well, to start really reclaiming your health back, your well, like to get to a well place? Like, what would be sort of your top three or five suggestions without overwhelming them?
Yeah. First, I would say is mindset. You have to rewire the brain that you are not selfish by making yourself a priority, by setting a boundary to tell your work, your family, whoever it is, that I need my time first thing in the morning or whatever, 1 hour a day for myself. That's the first thing. Rewiring that brain, that self-care and self-love is necessity, and it's a non-negotiable. That's the first part. The second part, obviously, if you're not feeling well and if you're having symptoms of whatever, your body tells you. You know your body more than anyone. So I really respect and appreciate the fact that you're going to the doctor and you're advocating and you're pushing and pushing and pushing. And I urge women to do the same. Track everything, write down your symptoms, have a little diary of what's going on after maybe certain foods that you're eating. Maybe you feel bloated, write that down. If you're waking up in the morning and you have brain fog, write it down. Right? If you're having all of a sudden irregular periods or people, write it down. And then keep going to your doctor and present that information to your doctor once, twice, three times. Keep pushing for testing. obviously seek help from the outside as well, like health coaches. And I'm not saying myself, like whoever it is.
I'm saying you.
Thank you. But whoever it is, make sure you have a reputable coach who knows what they're doing, who's also gone through it. It's also very important to get yourself somebody who has gone through something similar so that you feel heard and validated and understood. And because it is very frustrating when you're dealing with a hormonal imbalance and you're getting on a wellness journey, results don't happen overnight. It's very slow. It's a very slow road, as opposed to somebody that's really healthy and the body reacts great to workouts and nutrition, and all of a sudden you're getting muscles and places that you didn't know you have. It happens, it will happen, but it takes longer, right? So really getting yourself a coach who's patient, who's understanding as well, and setting boundaries, boundaries with the people that you're with, environments that you're in, places that you go, with yourself as well. You got to set those boundaries, because we're in this like state of like a rat race and a burnout. A lot of the times, symptoms that could be masks of hormonal imbalance is also a burnout coming on. So resting, prioritizing rest is also key. And a lot of the times women will say, I don't have time. I don't have time to rest. Ask yourself, is it because you don't have time or is it because it's not a priority?
I think it's the latter.
You know, because how much are you scrolling on TikTok or maybe watching Netflix, and in your mind, it's not resting. You're not resting. You're not letting your brain rest. You're not letting your eyes rest. Actually rest for real. Tap into that.
Yeah. You know, it's funny that you say that. Last year, I listened to this Bible app. So I'm an avid Bible app user, and there was a devotional, and I think it was, I want to say it was Pastor Rick Warren who wrote Purpose Driven Life. But he introduced me to work from a place of rest versus rest from work. And so transparently, I took a 10-minute nap before this podcast.
What?
Because I was feeling like I was sitting and I was feeling like kind of like drowsy.
Yeah.
And rather than fight the drowsy, I said, you know what, let me just give myself... And to your point, it's like, I don't have to, let me not open up my laptop, let me not sit in front of my computer yet, let me just lay on the couch and get a 10-minute power nap.
A little reset, and look at you now. You're glowing, you're good to go. Yeah, and that's your indication that you shouldn't have worked out this morning.
So right.
So that's validated.
Yeah, there you go. Even though I got more sleep, I got 7 hours sleep, but I was like, oh, I'm trying to do more of that. I don't know if you do it, but I used to fight the drowsy. Like I used to fight through the drowsiness versus why don't I just take a 10-minute power nap or 20-minute power nap?
Yeah, absolutely. I used to do that too. And it's very tough for women who don't have the, you know, the luxury of working from home or have kids as well, right? So it's tougher, but it's definitely doable. There's other times in the day to do this. There's times at night too. Like it's, again, everyone is so different when it comes to it, right?
And so because one, I'm just so, I can keep going. I want to know, like in your journey of getting to where you are right now, first of all, I'm just like, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but I lean into you. Like, really excited. Yeah, you pulled me in. But, you know, what are some, and I also, because I want to talk about as much as it seems like a breeze for you, I know it hasn't.
Oh,
I know
it's been really. No way.
And it's still challenging to, and I know that there's still challenges that you have to. So what would you say are some of the biggest things that you constantly have to like you're talking to cat about, like, what are some of those?
I would say in business, like I'm pretty good now in controlling my hypothyroidism. It's become so engraved into my everyday routine that I don't even think twice about it. Again, it's non-negotiable. It's like brushing your teeth every day. It's like, no brainer. It's the business aspect of it, because being an entrepreneur, I'm not only just a women's wellness coach and I work with clients, I'm also running an entire business behind the scenes and a team and automations and events, speaking engagements. And sometimes it just gets too much. And there are times that you're tested by people and things don't go your way. And, when you are an entrepreneur, you have to be somewhat of a control freak. And I'm not afraid to admit that I do like perfection and I do like to have that control. And I had to learn to let go of that control sometimes, because you cannot control people. You cannot control outcomes and circumstances, but you can definitely control your emotions and how you react to things. And so that has been a challenge for the entire 5 years of this business that it's been running, because there's always something new. There's always, there's always something coming up. There's always barriers, hurdles, people that don't want to see you succeed. But on the flip side, it has been such an incredible blessing. And there are people that are cheering for you. And there are people that mentioning your name in their room when you're not there. And I have the most supportive support system. Again, it's a very small circle, and I love it that way. And I'm so blessed to have the clients that I have. So yeah, it's always like, Kat, like, get yourself together. Don't give up. That's literally that. Because there are many times, even in like 1 week, that I'm like, F this. I don't know if I want to do this.
And something keeps you going.
But also, I always know that these are just moments. Like, I'm not stopping. I don't want to stop. There's so much more that I want to accomplish, and so many more women that I want to help and touch. And so, yeah, I cannot stop. But there's definitely moments of like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
You know what? I'm going to just tell you something. Like, you have so much value. And I think what I feel from just two or three experiences, because I think I've seen you before I knew you. I've seen you before, ladies.
You have. Yeah. And I keep trying to figure out where, but yes.
And so what I wanted to say is, like, because you know yourself so well, and I love that when you walk into the spaces that you occupy, like the shift that happens. But I think what I love is the invitation that you then invite people to say, like, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm in this room because I want to actually help, and it's very palpable. And I just want to let you know, like,
thank you. I really appreciate it.
You have a really beautiful and spirit, inviting spirit. So
thank you. And I really appreciate that, and it's so nice to hear that, because again, like, running the business, like, I work from home, I live at home, I eat at home. You know, it's tough sometimes, right? Because everything, the business is online, and I do these speaking engagements and events, but majority of the business is run online. So it's nice to hear that and to be validated, because those are the things that, you know, keep you going and what you're doing is working and helping
it
others.
It is, definitely. So I'm going to take you through some rapid thrivers.
Yeah,
no, they're fun.
I don't know about that.
When you think of someone who inspires you, who comes first to mind?
My grandmother.
Oh, wow. Okay. Can you tell us more?
You want to know about Granny?
Yeah, let's know about Granny. I know it's supposed to be, but we have to hear about Granny. Come on.
Okay. So my mom's mom, a lot of you that follow me on Instagram, you saw my trip to Russia. I'm Russian and I go once a year. And I stay for months. My grandmother is 87 years old. She is a university professor of German language, and she raised my mom all on her own. During the communist era, she was born in 37, so she's lived through the war a few times now, because we have what's going on right now. And she's just my biggest inspiration and role model, because she's a true survivor. She survived cancer. She's many times, including now, that just got cleared up at 87. Wow. Had numerous surgeries. She's incredible, and she's so independent, knock on wood, and she's so clear-minded and clear-headed, and she gives the best advice. She's so supportive. She's just wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad we got to. Yeah, I had to. You can't just say Graham. Like, if you said, like, Michelle Obama, I've been, like, on the next question. But when you said Granny, I'm like, oh, no, no, we need to hear her.
She's just so independent, and so she never asks for help from anybody.
Yeah.
Never. And so that's another thing, too. It's like, on the days when I'm so overwhelmed and so this and so that, and I'm just like, what would grandma do at this point? She had no money. Like, she had to stay in line for, like, a bag of sugar during the communist era in Siberia, minus 50 degrees in the winter, like, with my mom in tow, like, a small little baby. Like,
I can do this
if she got through that.
Wasn't that it? We stand on the shoulders of these giants that we are in our lives. It's beautiful. Yeah. So a daily activity that helps you with your thrive. You named a couple. What's the one? What's the biggest one for you?
Movement.
Yeah.
Movement. Yeah, it's mental. It's just so good. Yeah. When I'm stressed, I go to the gym. when I have too much energy or the gym.
Yeah. A book that has helped you with your thrive.
Sorry?
A book.
Ooh, Rich as Fuck by Amanda Francis.
What? No one has said that one yet.
She that book has transformed my view on my business and my value.
Okay.
And after that book, I changed a few things in my business and it.
So it's a good read. Off. Okay. Good read. We put it in, it'll be in the show notes, but I have some books to read, but I'm going to look at that one. Yeah. What is an app that helps you to thrive? Like an app on your phone.
Can I say my own?
Yes, of course. Of course you can.
Chat International Fitness app. And only because like it's everything's in there for me. I don't have to think twice. My workouts are in there. My meals are in there. My water tracker is in there. My daily steps tracker. I just, you know, track everything and I'm good to go. Another one that I do absolutely love is called Third Eye Thoughts. And that's my positive affirmations app that I open up every single morning, and I actually share an affirmation every single morning.
This is your app or this is another?
No, it's another app. Okay. It's called Third Eye
Thoughts. Okay, I'm going to look that one up too. I'm going to look up Cat International Fitness app, y'all. Okay, get that one. What is one misconception that people have of you as they see you like on the stage speaking or working out? They're going to listen. Yeah, what's one misconception?
I have two. Okay. When I get a lot, at first they feel very intimidating, but then when they come up and talk to me, they're like, oh my God, you're like the nicest person. Like, I just want to keep talking to you. Can I hug you? Yes.
And well, then that's the invite in. That's what I was telling you, right?
Yeah. Because at first they're like, I felt so intimidated, but then you're actually like so nice. And oh my God. And then the second is that I have it all together. That they just feel like my life is so perfect and I have it all together. But I don't. Nobody does, you guys. Nobody does.
Seems like some people do, but yes.
You wouldn't be human. Like, it's not AI.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are still hurdles. I just think the difference with some people is the way you handle things and how you react to things, right? Like, that takes a lot of work and training your brain.
Are you still hard on yourself?
Sorry?
Are you still hard on yourself?
At times.
Okay.
Depending.
Or do you give yourself a lot of grace?
I do give myself a lot of grace. I'm very hard on myself when it comes to my family. Mm. That's one thing that I'm hard on because they live far away in Russia. So if I can't be there for certain things or can't call them every single time that I want to call them or I have something going on, I'm hard on myself for that. I feel guilty for that.
Yeah.
But for other things, no, it's just life. Like, you have to let it go. I used to be very hard on myself. Oh my God. I would cry. I couldn't handle it. I would have anxiety. I would really care about what people thought. And I'm like, listen, we're all human. It's like, this is life. This is life. Is life.
Yes. Right.
It's what it is. And next. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Yeah. That is, yeah.
But yeah, I don't have it all together, right? Yeah. It's an image. Like, obviously, like I like fashion. I like makeup, and I don't do it for anybody. I do it for myself. Yeah. That's how I've been brought up with my Russian grandmother, my mother. It's like you do it for you to feel good in your skin, and that stayed with me forever. So I think from the image, yes, like I look together and yes, that's definitely it. But in terms of my life and business and everything, you learn as you go, you know?
Yeah. So where do we find more of you online?
So my Instagram is Kat Ostromova. I post my entire life and lifestyle there. it's like my little journal, my daily journal. And my website is katinternationalwellness.com.
And we'll put all of the show notes in there. I like actually how you just described Instagram. It's like my daily journal. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I display everything. Obviously, like I do like to keep some of my aspects of my personal life personal. Yeah. A lot of people ask, why don't you ever post your relationship? Because I post so much of everything else in my life. Like, I want to keep certain things that are super sacred and close to me, you know, mine.
So as a parting question, finish this sentence for us. I am empowered in my skin when?
Ooh. When I am reminded and remember of all of the hurdles and barriers that I've overcome in my personal life, my health journey, and my business. And I'm still here, still breathing, still living.
Woo! Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. I have loved sharing energy with you. You are
likewise. Yeah. I could talk to you for hours.
Yeah, no, you are. You are as much as I wanted to be, and more. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, babe. Virtual hug.
And to everyone who's listening, this is Sally, where I have to say, we're out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.